Interesting. When I talk to, I think you characterized it pretty well. When I go over to Building 9, Building 10, Building 26, I talk to the kind of super geeky OS guys building a base level of the system. Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about performance to manage code, and the various trade-offs for when it's applicable to use managed code and when it's not. But you know, when I go and talk to at the PDC to our application developers, when I hear people, when I go read the blogs and go read the news groups, people are having some performance issues, but that's not the number one issue.
What is the number one issue in their mind?
It varies from place to place. One that comes up a lot is the cross-plat thing. Another one that really I care deeply about is, two aspects of it, but one is that the APIs we do expose, they're not as nice as they could be. And, there's some, they don't follow the design guidelines in places, or they're more complicated than they need to be. Think about areas like the crypto classes and that we shipped in V1 that are just not as good as we missed an opportunity there.
Sure.
And then the other area is just, man, I want to go do serial communication, or I want to access multiple streams out of a file, or I want to do ACL support, all these things that people want to do that it's available in Win32 but not available in the .NET framework today. And that's another one of my passions is that's a big customer complaint, is that, man, you have this great platform, but then I have to thunk out of the platform to go get interesting things done.
And of course that's going to change over time.
Oh yeah, I mean that is the thrust of what we're doing with WinFX. Now, working hard on WinFX, and we're going to get a long way there, but there's going to be more room to go in the next version of the OS after that. But definitely that's our direction. Yeah.